Danny, one of the references made in Cosmos that to me seemed very cutting edge was the work of cross-cultural psychologist Dr. James Prescott, who demonstrated that there is a significant relationship between a culture's propensity toward violence and the quality of the mother-infant bond and physical pleasure. How did you find Dr. Prescott?
You know, it's been so long, I can't remember if it was Carl or Steve Soder, our co-writer on the Cosmos series.
Right.
Or me. I don't know. I don't honestly remember. I think it was Carl, but I'm not absolutely sure, who first became attracted to Prescott's ideas. And we were very interested in a kind of cross-cultural perspective, which seemed to, seemed to be consistent, which was, and of course it also supported our prejudices and our beliefs that non-scientifically, that if you are deeply loved as a child by anyone, really, it doesn't have to be a mother, it could be anyone in your life, but if you are consistently and deeply loved as a child, you're more likely to have compassion, and you're more likely to be able to identify and to empathize with people. And I find so much of the violence, both by the state and by individuals in my lifetime, is I'm always thinking to myself, didn't anybody really love that person and teach them how to love and teach them how to imagine how awful it would be to be blown up in a bomb or bombed from above? Or, how can people do this if they have that empathic experience?
Right.
And so the Prescott material affected us profoundly because we really felt, we're looking for a key. Why do we behave the way we do? Why are we so cruel to each other and so heartless? This is a conundrum of human existence. We obviously know better, and yet we have this ability to just to rationalize or simply to pretend not to see the things that we know are wrong. So I'm fascinated by this question. I don't think we have the answer yet, but it just seems to me that you're probably less likely to do those things if you've had that childhood experience.